This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Hey, thanks for coming back for part 2 of the show. On the agenda today, we're listening to an album titled $64,000 Jazz. It's an album that was released in 1955 to coincide with the popularity of the $64,000 Question television show. And for the countdown today, we've gone back to the first weekend of February in 1949. And we head back to Billboard Magazine's retail sales chart from this week. And at number 5, the superstar duet team of Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae.
My darling, my darling,
I've wanted to call you my darling for many and many a day.
My darling, my darling,
I fluttered and fled like a starling. My courage just melted away.
Now all at once you've kissed me, and there's not a thing I'm sane enough to say.
Except my darling, my darling,
get used to that name of my darling.
It's here to stay. You are my darling, my darling. I've wanted to call you my darling
for many and many a day.
And you know, my darling, my darling,
I fluttered and fled like a starling. My courage just melted away.
Now all at once you've kissed me,
and there's not a thing I'm sane enough to say.
Except my darling, my darling,
get used to the name of my darling. It's here to stay.
Don't go away, my darling.
I don't know of any two voices that complemented each other the way Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae's did. And their sweet sound was at number 5 this week in 1949, My Darling, My Darling, accompanied by Paul Weston's orchestra and the Stardusters. That would move up 2 more spots on the sales chart, but it hit number 1 on the radio airplay countdown. Well, here's a future number 1 on the jukeboxes. It's Evelyn Knight, Powder Your Face with Sunshine.
Where did you get that cute look? You look great.
Well, thank you, fellas. I've got a way to keep in style. Powder your face with sunshine. Put on a great big smile.
Smile on your smile.
Make up your eyes with laughter.
Make it happen, you're in style.
Folks will be laughing with you in a little while.
Ha ha.
Never was in style.
Keep it on the happy side.
The future's brighter.
Brighter.
Smile, darn ya, smile. Powder your face with sunshine. That song was written by Stanley Roshinsky when he was recuperating from spinal injuries that he received during World War II. Well, after he recovered, he was able to get those lyrics to Carmen Lombardo, of course the featured vocalist with the Royal Canadians, and he put the words to music. And Powder Your Face with Sunshine became a big hit thanks to the recording by Evelyn Knight. She was backed up by the Stardusters, and the platter was at number 4 on the sales chart this week. It would climb one more spot, and on the jukebox survey, it hit number 1.
Would you like to see shorter skirts, about 16 inches from the floor? While many leading designers poo-poo anything shorter than 14 inches, the controversy grows in Paris and across the Atlantic in New York. Here, the hemline issue invites comment from mass producers of stylish garments, designers and manufacturers responsible for keeping the American girl on a budget well-dressed. Let's ask Henry Rosenfeld for a frontline report on the long versus short campaigns.
Yes, the 1949 battle of the hemlines is now being fought all the way from Paris to New York. We in the fashion world hear one group shout that skirt length should be kept 11 inches from the floor. Then another cry goes up. No, they shall be 14 inches. Still another shout, even louder. Make it 16 inches from the floor. Let's get back to higher skirts. Heaven help the poor working girl.
Gregory Abbott of the Paramount Newsreel on the hemline debate raging here in early 1949. And by the way, as of right now, you ladies can hang on to your dresses. So far, there were no big changes in the look for 49. You may want to do a little touching up. But as far as the hemlines, the Greek designer Desai set his at 13 inches, while Balenciaga and Paquin raised theirs to 15. Many designers wanted the shorter hemline because it seemed like a waste of fabric, especially when there were shortages of material. And of course, all this came about with Christian Dior's new look, which swept the world in 48. And for the men, charcoal gray suit were pretty simple, you know. Well fitted, of course, but the tie colors have become bolder here in 1949. Well, the fashion statement for the man at number 3 on the countdown this week was a Stetson hat, a design called the Turf Club that sold for $12.50, and it was worn by Bing Crosby.
Far away places with strange sounding names, far away over the sea, those far away places with the strange sounding names are calling, calling, calling me. Going to China, or maybe Siam. I want to see for myself those far away places I've been reading about in a book that I took from the shelf. I start getting restless whenever I hear the whistle of a train. I pray for the day I can get underway and look for those castles in Spain. They call me a dreamer. Well, maybe I am, but I know that I'm burning to see those faraway places with the strange sounding names calling, calling, calling on me.
I pray for the day.
With a strange sound.
know, here in February of 1949, Bing Crosby was the biggest movie star in America. Yeah, he was the biggest box office draw for the past 5 years. And back in December, he was rewarded with a new contract with Paramount to make 18 more films. He also does okay with record sales, even though that was only one of two recordings he made in the calendar year 1948. And that was number three on the bestsellers chart this week, Far Away Places, backed up by the Ken Darby Singers. That would hang out at number two for 3 weeks. And yes, that was an a cappella recording, because there was a musician strike that lasted nearly the entire year. Now we're off to Broadway. Let's catch a stage show from this weekend in 49. And getting ready to open was Death of a Salesman, Arthur Miller's play directed by Elia Kazan with Lee J. Cobb, Mildred Dunnock, Arthur Kennedy, and Cameron Mitchell. Some of the long-running shows, Born Yesterday with over 1,200 performances, now over 400 for A Streetcar Named Desire and Mr. Roberts. Also playing Anne of a Thousand Days, Edward My Son, Goodbye Mr. Fancy, Life with Mother, Light Up the Sky, and Private Lives. And for the musicals, Annie Get Your Gun at 1,100 shows, nearing 550 for High Button Shoes. There's Love Life, Where's Charlie, As the Girls Go, running for just over a month now. Kiss Me Kate, directed by John C. Wilson, with the music from Cole Porter. It starred Alfred Drake, Patricia Morrison, and here, Lisa Kirk.
Why can't you behave? Oh, why can't you behave? After all the things you told me, and the promises that you gave, oh, why can't you behave? Why can't you be good and do just as you should? Won't you turn that new leaf over so your baby can be your slave? Oh, why can't you behave? There's a where we two can go and try settling down. There I'll care for you forever. Well, at least till you dig my grave. Oh, why can't you behave?
Gee, I need your kiss.
I always knew you did, but why can't you?
Here's Lisa Kirk and Why Can't You Behave from the Broadway musical Kiss Me Kate that was playing this weekend in 1949. And that's where we've gone to listen to the memories on this Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, for our showcase, we pulled an album from the Music Vault titled $64,000 Jazz. This was a 1955 release from Columbia Records in association with the popularity of the $64,000 Question TV show. This collection combines traditional jazz along with modern sounds, with modern being the middle 50s, of course. Well, here's a traditional jazz song and artist with a modern version from 1955. It's Louis Armstrong, Ain't Misbehavin'.
Ain't misbehavin'. one to talk with by myself. No one to walk with, I'm happy on the shelf. Miss Baby, save my life. Oh, baby, desire. No forsaken, the one I love. Food flying at you, then I'm thinking of. Miss Baby, save my love. But I love that, yeah. Like Jack Horner, in the corner. Don't go nowhere, and I don't care. All your kisses, I waited, waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late. Don't get a go. I'm about 8 and be in the radio. I take it from me, young.
Armstrong with a 1955 version of Fats Waller's Ain't Misbehavin'. Well, here's the oldest track on this album, $64,000 Jazz, from January 5th, 1938, Harry James and his band and the 1 o'clock jump.
No, 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 no,
Before Harry James officially became a band leader, he did a few sessions with a group of all-stars from Benny Goodman's band, which he was a part of, and the Count Basie Orchestra. And that recording of Basie's 1 o'clock jump put Harry on the map as a leader. And you heard solos from Jess Stacy on piano, Herschel Evans on tenor sax, and Vernon Brown played trombone. Well, from a couple of ensembles, we go to a solo performer, the innovative Errol Garner and Laura. Greatest improvisers of all time, Errol Garner. He didn't read music. He got started by mimicking the piano teacher who taught his five brothers and sisters. Whatever she played, he played. So he played by ear his entire life. And that was his 1951 recording of Laura. One of his biggest hits that was included on today's album, $64,000 Jazz, here on Seems Like Old Times. You're listening to Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, we've gone back to February of 1949. And now, let's take a look at sports. Well, some bad news this week. February 2nd, golfer Ben Hogan was involved in a car accident, a head-on collision in Van Horn, Texas. On the foggy morning, a bus had attempted to pass another vehicle on a narrow bridge, but the driver didn't see Hogan's car. There was no way to avoid the accident. Hogan threw himself across his wife, Valerie, to protect her, and that actually saved him because the steering wheel went right through the driver's seat. Still, the 36-year-old PGA Player of the Year suffered serious injuries, a double fracture of the pelvis, a broken collarbone, an ankle, and he almost died from a blood clot. He spent 59 days in the hospital. Doctors said he might never walk again, let alone play golf, but he was back playing in November and would be ready for the start of the 1950 season. Let's go to football now, where Michigan won the national championship. SMU's Doak Walker won the Heisman. In the NFL, the Eagles ruled the Eastern Conference, and out west, the Chicago Cardinals beat the Bears in the final week to advance to the championship game, the first one to be shown on TV, and boy, was it memorable. There was a blizzard in Philadelphia, resulting in near impossible playing conditions. They marked the sidelines with ropes tied to stakes. Eagles running back Steve Van Buren, living in suburban Philadelphia, thought there was no way they'd play the game, so he stayed at home. But head coach Greasy Neal called him and said, "We're playing, get down here." Well, Van Buren couldn't get his car out of the snow, so he caught a bus to the subway, transferred twice, then walked 6 blocks to get the Scheib Park on time. And his 5-yard touchdown run early in the fourth quarter was the only score of the game. This from a pair of teams that averaged more than 30 points a game. 7-0 Eagles winning the 48 championship. Now, there was another football league, the All-America Football Conference, and the Cleveland Browns dominated the Bills of Buffalo 49-7. Now, we were getting closer to spring training, and this weekend, Joe DiMaggio re-upped with the Yankees for $100,000, the first six-figure contract ever in the big leagues. College basketball this year, Kentucky would repeat as NCAA champions. They knocked off Oklahoma A&M, but in the NIT, the Wildcats played in that as well, but they got knocked out. So did the 3 other seeded teams, plus the 4 New York City squads. So the NIT title went to San Francisco. Yale's Tony Lavelli was the player of the year. In the NBA, the Minnesota Lakers would upset Rochester in the playoffs and then beat Washington for the championship. And on the ice, the Maple Leafs upset the Red Wings to win the Stanley Cup. And that's a look at sports from here in February of 1949. And we're back to the countdown now. And here's Dinah Shore once again at number 2, Buttons and Bows.
East is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where I'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows. Rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie. Take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes. And I'll stand out in buttons and bows. I'll love you in buckskin and skirts that I've homespun. But I'll love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's bamboos where gals keep using those silks and satins and linens that shows. And I'm all yours in buttons and bows. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's bamboos where gals keep using those silks and satins and linens that shows. And I'm all yours in buttons and bows.
Silks and satins and linen that shows. And I'm all yours in buttons and bows.
Give me eastern trimming where women are women in high silk hose and peekaboo clothes and French perfume that rocks the room. And I'm all yours in buttons and bows. Buttons and bows. Buttons and bows
and flowers and buttons and bows. Rings and things and buttons and bows.
Here's Dinah Shore and her Happy Valley Boys with Buttons and Bows, a J. Livingston Ray Evans composition for the motion picture The Pale Face. That spent 10 weeks at number 1 for Dinah, and it hung around at the top. This was its 4th week at number 2. Well, also today in the showcase, the album $64,000 Jazz. Yeah, it was the summer of 1955 when CBS debuted the $64,000 question. Well, with the popularity of the quiz show, Columbia Records decided to release an album related to the jazz category that was selected by a contestant. Well, here's one of the modern tracks on the LP. Here's Pete Rugolo's orchestra with Composition, or The Shrike.
Thank you.
Pete Rugolo was the arranger and chief of staff for Stan Kenton for many years, and he formed his own orchestra, and that was a 1954 recording of Conversation, or The Shrike, and was written for the motion picture The Shrike by Jose Ferrer, who also directed it and starred in it alongside June Allison. And it's included on the album $64,000 Jazz. Well, let's turn on the Performing Now spotlight and highlight a modern-day performer who continues the tradition of the great music. Here's a guy I like a whole lot. From Germany, it's Tom Gabel. Close to You.
I never had something to say, living to get through the day. Kept wasting my life away. You gave all your love into me. The beautiful things that I see. When you're so close to me, my heart begins to overflow. So much to say, just got to let you know. Believe me, now and all the time. Just wanna be close to you, baby. Just wanna be close to you, baby, now. Such feelings so rare, waiting for someone to care. Someday, somehow, somewhere. Oh, girl, with everything that you do, you show me that someone is you. I know this feeling is true, believe me, 'cause now and all the time, just wanna be close to you, baby, oh, come rain, come shine, just wanna be close to you, baby, now. And people say, I know, that times will come and go, and life is changing. But they don't realize that when I look into your eyes, I know this feeling is true. Just wanna be close to you, baby, oh, come rain or shine. Just wanna be close to you, baby, now and all the time. Just wanna be close. Come rain, come shine. Just wanna be close to you, baby.
Oh, there's Tom Gabel, a great singer and a guy who has fun with the music. He can do standards and new material. Oh, what a great sound, too. Production and the orchestration. He knows how to take you to a past generation with an original song, and that's an example right there, Close to You. It originally appeared on his 2010 album, Music to Watch Girls By. And he added that track to his Best Of Anniversary Edition that came out back in the fall. A quick step into the Performing Now spotlight with Tom Gabel on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding third and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we finish up, a reminder about our website. It's oldtimesradio.com. You'll find our show schedule there, a list of affiliates, and the Listen Now page, where you can hear previous shows at your pleasure. We're on social media, too. It Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and X or Twitter. And the email, it's Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. All right, our final selection from today's featured album, $64,000 Jazz. This is Dave Brubeck and his quartet, A Fine Romance.
Mm-hmm.
Little fugue on the chorus there by Dave Brubeck on A Fine Romance. Paul Desmond, of course, on alto sax, Bob Bates the bass, and Joe Dodge played drums. The album has been $64,000 Jazz, and it's been in the showcase today on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one song from this week in our spotlight year, 1949. But first, some of the big news stories. There was civil war in China. Chiang Kai-shek stepped down as the president of the Republic of China back on January 21st. 10 days later, Communist Party forces entered Beijing. In the Middle East, fighting continues in the Arab-Israeli war. It began in May of 48 with Israel's independence, and they were now in the third phase as Israel launched a series of military operations to drive out the Arab armies and secure the northern and southern borders. And by the end of February, Israel would begin to sign separate armistices with its neighbors. And this week in Budapest, Hungary, the trial of Cardinal Joseph Menzenti. It was just a show trial because it was being run by the communists. They had charged him with treason and plotting to overthrow the government. So he was found guilty, sparking outrage from around the globe, including at the Vatican.
A 250,000 people pack St. Peter Square, Rome, in protest against the life sentence imposed by Hungary's communist government on Cardinal Menzenti. From the balcony of St. Peter's, the Pope says that the Church should not remain silent. Excommunicating all Catholics concerned in the Cardinal's arrest and trial, the Pope delivers his most outspoken denunciation of the communists. Italy's Premier De Gasperi is among those who hear the Pope defend Church intervention. "We cannot abandon what belongs to God," says His Holiness, and calls on all Catholics to execrate the chain of persecutions by dictator states.
Pope Pius XII speaking out as he always did against the communists, and here in February of 49 condemning the trial of Cardinal Menzenti in Hungary. Meanwhile, here in the USA, Harry Truman began his first full term as president on January 20th. and in his inaugural address, introduced his Point 4 program.
First, we will continue to give unfaltering support to the United Nations and related agencies, and we will continue to search for ways to strengthen their authority and increase their effectiveness. Second, we will continue our programs for world economic recovery. Third, we will strengthen freedom-loving nations against the dangers of aggression. Fourth, we must embark on a bold new program for making the benefits of our scientific advances and industrial progress available for the improvement and growth of underdeveloped areas.
President Truman's Point 4 program never really produced a legacy, but it was introduced on Inauguration Day, 1949. And the number one song in the USA this weekend, 77 years ago, was the biggest hit for Reedville, Virginia native Evelyn Knight.
A little bird told me that you love me.
That you love me.
And I believe that you do.
I believe.
This little bird told me I was falling.
Really falling.
Falling for no one but
no
you.
No one but you.
There's no use denying, I might as well confess. Of all the boys I know, dear, I'm sure I love you best. The little bird told me we'd be happy.
Oh, so happy.
And I believe that it's true.
So true.
A little bird told me we'd be married.
Gonna get married.
Have a pretty cottage not too far.
Yeah.
All fenced in like a movie star.
Solid.
A great Dane pup, we'll call him Ace.
Boom.
Lying there by the fireplace.
Gone.
A goldfish pond and wishing well. Everything is gonna turn out swell.
A little bird told her she'd be married.
Well, little bird told me we'd be happy, and I believe that it's true.
She believes that it's true.
And now I know that it's true.
Come June, it's bound to come true.
A Little Bird Told Me was first recorded by Paula Watson. It was a big hit for her on the R&B chart. Well, in her cover of the song, Evelyn Knight pretty much copied Watson's style, and it became a smash for the general music audience. It was a million seller, and it would spend 7 weeks at number one, including this weekend in 1949. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I'll have your seat ready for you again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.